Welcome to the Chicago Camps Podcast, brought to you in partnership with Simplecast. Publish your podcasts the easy way at simplecast.fm. Today, we're speaking with Will Hacker, a previous and upcoming speaker at Prototype Camp. Will is presenting on dodging speed bumps when you take your prototype on the road to help highlight many of the pitfalls that can happen with a prototype once you take it out of the office and into the real world. Will is a lead interaction designer at GE Capital Americas in Chicago.
So, Will, thank you so much for joining us this year at Prototype Camp. We're really happy to have you. Would you mind telling me where you work and what you do there? What's your role?
Thanks for asking, Shay. I work at GE Capital Americas, and I design multi-device experiences for commercial lending clients. So what that means is that we will build lending software that has to work on both the desktop and the tablet and the handheld. And we build this for many customers, and it's a lot of complex design for multi-devices.
Got it. That's awesome. You're going to be speaking about basically dodging speed bumps when you're building these prototypes on the road. Can you tell us a little bit about the presentation? Like, who's the ideal audience? Who will want to absolutely see this presentation? Who can't miss it?
Boy, great question. And the folks that I would really like to come and see this presentation would be people who are prototyping, and they're prototyping within their current office environment and presenting their prototypes within their current office environment, and they have not yet taken them out to the field. And what I find is when you go out to the field, things fail.
Yeah, absolutely.
So networks fail. So you might take a prototype that you've built that works really great on an Android device, and now you all of a sudden have to load it up on a BlackBerry. And it's a three-year-old BlackBerry.
Yeah.
And it's a three-year-old BlackBerry on a pretty bad internet connection. And all of a sudden, what you thought was a really great prototype, it doesn't quite work when you put it in the field in that kind of environment.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to do is to help people understand that, you know, the things we build and design in our offices, they don't always play out well in the field.
Absolutely.
There are some things that you need to consider when you go out to the field. One of the first rules of going out to the field is assuming that the internet isn't there. So what I want to show people is, well, how you can store a prototype locally, how you can use a manifest file to load it to a device locally. There are a lot of techniques that you can use that I've learned through the school of pain and gain. Really, that I've learned through past experience, that you can use these techniques to make prototyping a little easier in the field.
Awesome. And is that like, those are some of the takeaways then from the talk, right? Essentially, like, you know, what to do when the internet goes down or things like that. Is that true, or?
That's absolutely true. And, you know, what I would like for the takeaways to be for people to look at prototyping and assume, okay, I'm going to take it into the field, but this is what can go wrong. I'm going to hit a corporate firewall. I'm going to lose internet connection. I am going to not be able to load it on this particular device for this particular reason. And how do you backstop that stuff?
Yeah.
And there are ways to backstop that stuff, but you don't learn that until you've kind of gone through it and you've spent a lot of hours in a Starbucks. And, you know, you kind of learn that you load up your phone with a manifest file. And, yeah, so that's really kind of what I want to share with the crowd.
That's awesome. Are you going to be doing, like, all different forms of prototyping, whether it's mobile or desktop, tablet, like, kind of, like, the works and forms of all different types of prototypes? Or are you going to focus on, like, one area, essentially?
You know, I'm going to focus on all areas because the failure points are pretty much the same. Whether you're taking a laptop into the field, or whether you're taking a smartphone into the field, or whether you're taking a tablet into the field, the pain points and the failures are pretty much the same. And they have to do with network access. They have to do with battery power. They have to do with device capabilities. And It's pretty much universal. And it's something prototypers should think about, not just mobile prototypers, but any kind of prototyper. And when you take stuff into the field, it's, you know, it's a different world. And so
things are going to happen.
Things are going to happen. And I want to educate people on here's what I have learned and here's how I have failed. And through my failings, I hope that you learn something.
Yeah. What is your favorite type of prototype? Is this like paper and pen type prototype? Like, I guess you could go on different fidelities of type of prototypes, but do you have like a tool or a resource that you sort of like go to? Is that you're that you favor?
Wow, great question. I'm a big Acture user, and I'm a big proponent of using Acture.
Wrote a book on it.
I did. And and I do feel that it can prototype at all levels of fidelity. But there are times where, you know, the paper prototyping can be the best source of prototyping. But I really think that when you're talking about prototyping something on a mobile device, you need to use a tool that can get your prototype on the device. So whether it's Proto.io or whether it's Acture, you need to be able to get that prototype actually on the device so that the user can start to use their finger with it.
Yep.
And so that you as a prototyper can start to learn, hey, this is where problems lie with my technique. And the problems may be network connections. The problems may be, you know, device capabilities or screen width. So there's learnings for everybody in there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of times the best tool for prototyping is like it's going to vary based off the person, their skill set, and what they're trying to prototype. It may be Acture, it may be HTML and CSS, it may be paper and pen. So, yeah, you nailed it. Tell me a little bit, well, what do you hope to take away from Prototype Camp? You've joined us before. You kind of know the format of the day and things like that. What have you enjoyed in the past, or you know, what are you hoping to see this year specifically?
Well, what I like the most about Prototype Camp is that you get a day for a very low cost. You get a day to go and interact with some of the smartest people in the industry who are working in prototyping. And you get to learn what they're doing, what the techniques are that they're using. You get to learn, you know, what tools they're looking at as the next generation. And sometimes it's actually... sometimes the most informative parts of Prototype Camp are the sidebar conversations that you have at lunch. And it's in talking to someone and learning, oh, I'm using tool X, and here's what I've done. And those little conversations make the entire day have meaning for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's an incredible learning opportunity for everyone, I think.
It is. I love it. That's awesome. Just got a random question for you. What's it like to work with Russ Unger then? What's the secret there?
Actually, I love working with Russ. What I love working about Russ or working with Russ is that he is honest.
Yeah.
He's incredibly honest. And if your design is crap, he will call your design out as crap. And he will tell you why, and he will help you make it a better design.
It's constructive.
It's, you know, I can sum it up this way. I never sit down with Russ and have a conversation about design in which I don't learn something. And you know what? You don't get that many places. I've worked for a lot of bosses that have no idea what I do. But when I go in and I work with Russ, he understands what I do. And he gives me this constructive feedback that I can usually take back. And it might be painful because it's like, your design sucks, but here's why.
Yep.
But you learn from it. And you grow from it. And you make a better design. And you become a better designer with each iteration. And that's the reason I love working for him.
Yeah. I will say I've never met a harder working man either. It is astonishing to me how hard he works. And not just how hard, but also how smart. You know, a lot of people will just work hard, but they don't exactly work smart. Russ has that balance of both that just kind of makes him a little too powerful some days.
Yeah, I would agree with this.
Well, anything else you'd like to add, Will?
I think Prototype Camp is an incredible opportunity for designers who want to take their designs to the next level to come in and get exposure to a wide variety of very experienced people and learn an incredible amount for a very low cost. It's a great venue for first-time speakers or new speakers to come in and share their ideas with the community. And it's a very safe environment. And I really encourage people to take part in the camps because it's, you know, you don't get support like that everywhere you go. And really, I think it's a great platform for first-time speakers. And I think it's a great platform for people who just want to learn for a very low cost to get a great day of learning. Yeah, I'm a lover of what the camps are doing. And so
thank
I'm proud
you.
And happy to be part of it. I'm looking forward to it. And I will continue to hope to be part of it in the future.
Well, I think the honors are all ours to have you, Will. And thank you so much for taking some time to speak with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Shay.
Thanks for listening to the Chicago Camps podcast, brought to you in partnership with Simplecast. Publish your podcasts the easy way at simplecast.fm. And don't forget to register for Prototype Camp at prototypecamp.com.